Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Hey, everybody, guess what? It's Ace.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There were some policy disagreements at last night's Democratic Party presidential debate. Former Housing Secretary Julian Castro got a little personal with former Vice President Joe Biden.
Castro seemed to touch on Biden's age, accusing Biden of forgetting a detail about his own health care plan.
You said they would have to buy in.
Have to buy in. If you qualify for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
You said just 2 minutes ago?
Other big topics of the night included gun control, immigration, and education.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in Houston. That debate was on ABC. President Trump says at a Republican congressional retreat in Baltimore,
our Republican agenda is to make our neighborhoods safer, our families stronger, and our middle class bigger and more prosperous than ever before. And we're on our way to doing it. But we have to win this next election.
America is listening to Fox News.
Politics. It seems that everyone is obsessed with politics. And it also seems that obsession is affecting everyone's everyday life. Greg Budell, how are things going with you?
I can't afford health care. I can't afford child care. I can't afford to send my kids to college. I'm paying 40, 50% of my income in rent.
Well, you are in radio.
Go!
Jay Scott, how would you feel if Elizabeth Warren were to win the 2020 election?
The longer I've been around, the less that appeals to me.
Emily Hayes, what are you and husband doing now that you've moved away from twice-a-day Millbrook?
For months, we've been saying we're doing three things. We are legislating, we're investigating, and third, we are litigating.
Well, I have another question.
I said what I'm going to say on the subject. That's it.
Excuse me!
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, did you see that Democratic debate on television? I guess you did. And Rich Thomas, can we get a comment from you?
I'm just not into it.
Well, it sounds like somebody had their grouchy pie this morning.
Sure does explain me.
I'm sorry, Rich. Is there anything I can do to cheer you up?
Shut up.
Okay. Stand by for three men and a lady. Rich, you sure there's nothing I can do?
Just shut up.
Okay.
All right, our first request this hour comes from listener Karen, who wants Rich to forget Owasa if she's interested in the forecast for Nymph. At 8:05, Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and more heat from Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
They are in close proximity. Nymph is the bedroom community for Owasa.
It is. I'm going to not say what I was going to say because I just thought better. Well, no.
Sunshine and hot today with a high temperature up near 100. 100 would be a record. It would blow away the record of 97 from 1991. Yesterday we had a record high of 100. Tonight's low down to 73. Rain chances, are 10% or less today. The full harvest moon tonight. It was pretty spectacular overnight last night. It is the last full moon on the Friday the 13th until 2049. Tomorrow, high in the upper 90s again. Rain chances about 10%. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we had to lower the rain chances dramatically because that tropical system, which a few days ago we were hoping would influence Alabama's weather with promising raindrops, precious raindrops, much needed rain, is apparently going to, it looks like from everything we know now, is probably going to sideswipe Florida and the southeastern U.S., but leave Alabama high and dry as far as rainfall. So we'll carry a 20% chance Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Right now this morning, 76 degrees, a few scattered clouds at 8:07.
I don't want to be condescending here. We need to see some War Eagle spirit on this week's Predictathon, the Kent State-Auburn game. Win the works from Don Duncan All-American Tower and Auto. Just go to my page, Greg Budell. Look for the two school logos and make your prediction. And while you're there, look at this. We're over 100 now.
Happy birthday.
Birthday greetings for Bailey.
For that little baby. We don't know how old she is because she's a rescue, but I got her 7 years ago this weekend. So, birthday. Oh, and it starts with Gypsy Poodle this afternoon, a little bath.
Ah, yes.
Visiting the... she may not be excited immediately. But she will be when it's done.
She'll get Elizabeth, a fancy handkerchief afterwards, right?
Yes, she will.
Elizabeth and her team are so good with dogs. My dogs are not eager to get bathed, but when she comes, they know what she's there to do. They just run to her like, all right.
Wow.
The fun begins.
She is thrilled when she's done because she feels so good.
Yeah.
She's very fresh. At 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, so there's a couple of things we'd like your cooperation on relative to Facebook, my page, the Duncan is Unpredictathon, and Bailey's birthday today. A couple of things on the moon. I know some of this you mentioned earlier, Rich.
Yeah.
But I've got this paper right in front of me, like Dr. Sigmund is evil. This year's harvest moon, the full moon, closest in date to the fall equinox. Equinox used to be the name, well, it still is the name of an album by Styx.
Harvest Moon is the name of an album by Neil Young, is it not?
I believe it is.
Of course.
And then there was a group called Harvest that did Dancing in the Moonlight.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my lands.
It will also be a micro moon. That means tonight's full moon coincides with the point in the moon's orbit when it's furthest from Earth. So even though it's a full moon, it'll appear slightly smaller and less bright than usual. When I was down visiting Goose, the moon was in the cleft stage. Yep. And every once in a while, there's an optical illusion where the moon looks like Pac-Man ready to swallow something.
Mm-hmm.
And the star, or what, not a star, but the thing that was brightest there, and I looked it up. I went to that website where you can, it tells you what's what in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It was Jupiter.
Oh.
Big and bright and close enough to the moon that it had sort of a surreal presence. It's only full for an instant. The moon will appear full most of the night, but it's only officially full when it's exactly 180 degrees opposite the sun in something called ecliptic longitude. Repeat after me.
Ecliptic longitude.
Ecliptic longitude.
And that will happen. Wake up at 12:33 tomorrow morning and you'll see it.
The fox jumped over the ecliptic longitude.
I like that. I thought it was a cow.
The cow.
Lazy fox.
A full moon on Friday the 13th is rare, and as you mentioned, Rich, the next one won't be until August 13th, 2049.
I hate to be a first responder today and tonight, because I hear that emergency rooms are always crazy on full moon nights, but full moon and Friday the 13th.
It's a bit of a myth, urban myth. It's not necessarily true. But you're right. I wouldn't want to be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't find out what I'll find out for myself. Connie, you want to know why?
No, I know a few nurses. They
Yeah, I know police, too.
Full moons, they get some weird stuff.
Let's welcome William B. to our show.
Good morning. Hey, I just diagnosed something listening there. I'm suffering from ecliptic longitude.
You are?
Anyway...
There is a
I had a message to deliver this morning.
Oh?
Faith and Hope says, happy birthday.
To Bailey. Faith, he's got Mr. Bad here. Mr. B, William B, Mr.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah.
He's got two cute little heart-melting foofuses.
Yes. They say happy birthday, Bailey.
Well, she got the message, and... I'm going to have to do... I got to let her go to the store and pick out her own toy birthday weekend.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, she's still doing the Bark Box thing?
But I don't know when this month's Bark Box is coming.
I haven't got mine yet. Let's check
so
the email.
It may be coming soon. I haven't...
We've kind of suspended ours for a while. You know, they get so much stuff built up, you know. I
know. As a matter of fact, some of the BarkBox toys just pile up. And you know what I should do? I should just bring them over to the Humane Society. Just collect all the BarkBox toys. You know,
there you
that's
go.
What I did with a lot of the extras that we had.
Mm-hmm.
That drive they had recently,
right,
for the Humane Society. Yeah,
have at least 200 dog toys, and you know what? There's basically three or four that each one like and always go to.
Oh, I know. Same with Bailey. But she picks out the
part of the fun with BarkBox is the cleverness that they put that thing together with.
I know. A different thing every month, yeah. Right.
So I have as much fun with it as they do. William B., we got one. Thank you for the call, buddy.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
On line two.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you?
I'm well. How are y'all?
Good.
Good. Hey, with all this talk about Friday the 13th, you know, and like, ooh, watch out for black cats, don't go under ladders, and don't break mirrors, and all that stuff. Well, for me, 7 years ago, very special day, my son, Tatum, was born.
Oh, and we like hearing that.
He is in school right now, but I was wondering, could you guys wish him a happy birthday, and then I could, like, play it back to him later today?
We can do that right after we check traffic. So after the traffic report ends, mark the time so that you can...
Right.
And it was Tatum?
Played from the...
Tatum. T-A-T-U-M. Yep.
From the... played from the podcast. So 7 years? Yes. 7 years?
He is 7 years old today.
Well, that was the weekend I got Bailey, so it's a special weekend.
Wow.
Special weekend for a lot of people.
That
awesome.
Is what we call...
All right. We'll do it.
Thank you, guys.
Synchronicity. Okay, after traffic, we'll be taking care of that little request, and we're happy to do it. I had Jim Smith, my friend from Adams Drugs, a company I really love. One of the smarter moves I've made over the last number of years was moving my prescriptions to Adams Drugs, because you still get that. You know, when you see Walker's Pharmacy on Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
That's what Adams Drugs is. You know, you got a friendly pharmacist who knows everybody that walks through the door, people that are available to take the extra time to discuss your prescriptions, people who have the time to find every extra dollar they can to save you on deductibles and so forth, and who will always make you feel appreciated for bringing your business to them. And I'm happy to announce that Adams Drugs is one of three finalists for the Alabama Retailer of the Year Award. This is a very prestigious event that makes them already one of the top three retailers in the entire state now. And it's just a matter of finding out whether they finish bronze, silver, or gold. But either way, they're in the top three, and they've earned that because of the way they treat people. I think that's, of many reasons, that's the most prominent one. Find the one nearest you at adamsdrugs.net.
As we roll into the 8 o'clock portion of our Friday morning rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we see an accident on Perry Hill Road. It is near Harrison Road and Beth Manor, so be careful in that area. If you're rolling on I-85, everything looks pretty good. We don't see any big hang-ups for you. If you're on I-65, there is still a slowdown around the river bridges, so be careful headed into downtown. Traffic on the boulevard looks really busy this morning. It is crowded between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway and right around the interstate, so be careful there. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, me. Let's get in corn here. None of this is a particularly good thing. We're going to do this. Tatum is the name, right?
Yes.
Tatum.
A one, J.
I'm here. I'm good.
No, you're going to participate, right?
Of course. I participated for Bailey. I'm going to participate for Tatum.
Just wanted to double check.
I'm good.
3, 2, 1.
And all across the land they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Oh, you're mine.
Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day.
Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen. Then you can hit the hay.
Hey, Tatum.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday, Tatum.
And Bailey, too. Yay!
Gift wrap chicken in the car. It's a phone call.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Who's this?
Hey. This is Chuckster.
Hey, Chuckster.
Chuckster. What's up, Chuckster?
I don't know it. I got a Friday the 13th and a 13th story for y'all. Oh,
all right.
My daughter was born on Friday the 13th.
Okay.
And then her son was born on Halloween night.
Uh-huh.
I got... My other son is born on the 13th.
Yeah.
I got two grandsons born on the 13th.
Wow.
So you think my lucky number might be 13?
Seems to be.
I would go with that. I played that. I got lottery tickets to check, too. Wow.
There's a, you know, I don't know how 13 got a bad rap. But, you know, there's still a lot of buildings. There's a lot of buildings still that doesn't yes. have a 13th floor, right?
I lived in an apartment building, right. went from 12 to 14, but
yeah.
the thing is, you can leave the number out, but it's still, yeah, it's 13 still stories floor. Up.
It's still 13, right. no matter what you do.
Yep.
You are correct. Well, that's an interesting fun fact.
I'm glad it's lucky for you, and it seems to be working out, so I'm glad. I'm happy.
Appreciate that. Call later on this hour, the final Emily segment of the week, in which we award some prizes to this gentleman.
The 13 goes back to the Bible.
Oh.
The Last Supper and Judas being the disciple who betrayed Jesus was the 13th who sat at the table. That seems to be one of the origins. Mm-hmm. It all seems to be related to that situation. And you can find, and apparently there's a number of comparisons to relate the number 13 to Judas and then therefore unlucky.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense.
Now, that's not the origin of Friday the 13th being unlucky.
I would hate to go through this every month because the 13th of every month is unlucky.
Never mind. It does. The superstition surrounding Friday the 13th is sought to originate with the Last Supper.
Yep.
Okay.
Attended by 13 people on Maundy Thursday, the night before the crucifixion on Good Friday. And then, of course,
I've never heard that term before.
Maundy Thursday?
No.
It's because you're not Lutheran.
Well, I did go to a Lutheran church.
That's not
what was her name?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Many of my most religious experiences have been connected to a woman.
Yeah.
But
that's...
Oh, boy.
Oh my. You wonder why you get hit by buses and struck by lightning.
Boy.
I mean, I could always play that Baptist story. Someone we used to work with found so funny.
Smote by snot.
The Lord smote me.
With snot.
He smote me because he knew I was gaming the church to win the affection of a woman, which is not the way to get baptized.
For the wrong reason, man. How can you do that?
I paid for that, okay? I did. I paid a terrible price. I learned my lesson. I have not done that for anybody since.
Well, okay.
And my parents made that decision for me at birth. I had nothing to say about it. Can you two give us a little seafood bistro magic here?
Ooh, magic.
Jay, Emily.
All right. As you can see, I have nothing up my sleeves.
Abracadabra.
What you do the menu with me hint?
Here it is. Ah. Yeah, magic on the radio is very easy.
You were talking about magic. Did you see what's coming this fall to the Seafood Bistro?
I saw the pictures, yes. Pumpkin spice po' boy. No.
Shut up, no. Jay. That's not what it is. Don't disparage the Seafood Bistro that way.
Not at all. And you don't have to do that either by going to 1651 Perry Hill Road. Right over there, right by the radio station. 279-7500 is their number. Go online and see the entire menu at the Seafood Bistro.
Tasty pasta dishes coming.
Yes.
Oh, the creamy sauces and the plump shrimp just
down
the plate.
They've had pasta there before, haven't they?
Or
is this the first time?
I think this is the first pasta dishes.
I think you're right.
I think I am right.
Why did I think I had had some sort
because
of pasta
you're a man,
thing over there?
You think you know everything.
Okay. But yeah, go to theseafoodbistro.com and you can get the entire menu online there and see everything they have to offer. You can place your order there as well. Go by. Just say hello to Chef Paul, Chef Jessica, and everybody there at the Seafood Bistro. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook and the delivery apps. You can get that just delivered right to your door.
I think we're going to go out to back for one of our saved conundrums.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because this one today.
You don't like
Rich,
this one?
Rich doesn't like it. I don't like it. You voted for one that was just crap.
For the most part, I will always pick one.
Give me one I can take down to the thinking stoop.
I'll give you two, and then you pick what you want.
That's what I'm going to do.
There. Yeah, you'll do that there. You bring me back the one you don't want, and we'll hold on to
it. I just got a story. I'm going to just pass my phone around to the group from Morris Capuano about Friday the 13th. It's pretty amazing.
Okay.
Check that out, and let's hit your local news at 822.
from Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have made an arrest in the deadly shooting of an Alabama State University student. 23-year-old William Slater is charged with murder in the shooting death of 19-year-old Alexis Moss. Police tell us the shooting happened at an off-campus party in the 2200 block of Spruce Street Saturday morning. A teenager was arrested for making threats at Wetumpka High School yesterday. Wetumpka police say a 15-year-old is charged with making terrorist threats. Police evacuated the high school around noon Thursday until the all clear was given. And the River Region United Way has kicked off its 2019 fundraising campaign. The organization serves nearly 130,000 people in Autauga, Elmore, Lowndes, Macon, and Montgomery counties. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
People in the United States suffer from some level of fear of Friday the 13th.
Okay, guys, the full moon is upon us.
Friday the 13th.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Very superstitious.
Curse is broken, people.
People are scared.
Writing on the wall.
How's that curse I cursed you with?
Superstition ain't the way.
Why wait for the weekend? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And the crowd goes wild.
That's outrageous.
It makes me loco for Choco Puffs.
Very superstitious.
Full moon tonight, guys. You wanna know what that means?
It means it's gonna get freaking crazy up in here.
This is freaking insane.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Theft Crown Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe some.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service.
Time for traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling on into the 8 o'clock hour, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. Our traffic is thinning out around the boulevard. It's still kind of busy out there, so be careful. If you're on the interstates, it looks like we're back up to a speed limit ride, and we don't have any problems on the 31s. There are a couple of accidents that may slow you down. We have one on Perry Hill Road near Beth Manor and Harrison Road. That one's an accident with injury. Also on Ann Street, the ramp to I-85 northbound has an accident, and we have a crash on the Atlanta Highway at Bell Road. Let's be careful out there as we get our weekend started. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How do you get a moose out of a hammock where it's stuck?
Sounds like a setup to a joke.
I know. How many hog show toes did it take to get a moose out of a hammock? Actually, authorities in Wyoming had that exact situation, a moose that got tangled up in a backyard hammock.
Yeah.
And they decided to taser it to be able to remove the hammock, which is wound up around its middle section.
Geez.
The moose, needless to say, was relieved to be free.
Hot diggity!
Duh. Actually, I did that whole thing just to have that set up.
Just hear Boris Badenov's voice.
The woman that does Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Who's this?
Did Natasha and all the boys. Yes.
Is that right?
We had her on our show in Miami, and it was the weirdest thing to sit across from her and hear that voice. Like, I heard it with it. It was just an amazing
thing. I got a Bullwinkle box set in the house. I just need to pull some of those out.
Bullwinkle box set. All right, let's say good morning to East of the Rockies.
Hey, good morning. If I've asked this question before, forgive me, but if you're triskaidekaphobic, which means you're afraid of the number 13, mm-hmm. are you a triskaidekaphile if you like the number 13?
Ooh.
Yeah, I do not have...
That's above my pay grade.
Come on.
No, but triskaidekaphobia is just a fear of the number 13, not Friday the 13th. There is a word for that, and I have it somewhere in this pile of crap I've accumulated this morning. And when I find it, I'll pass it along.
All right, y'all have a great day.
Hey, okay. Have a nice weekend.
All right, let's see. Here it is. I'm pretty sure. Okay, well, I was wrong.
Don't be wrong.
Our conundrum today. This is going to be, we don't have a ton of time to fool around, so I need you guys to have your phones in hand, ready to dial.
Okay.
With the answer to this one. It is, did I just give that back to you?
I thought you gave me the one you're not using.
We're falling apart.
Yeah, you gave me the one you're not using.
I did.
So, somewhere in that pile of
stuff
is the conundrum we were going to do.
I lost it. I'm a maroon. You'll have to forgive me.
What happened?
What?
You honestly just had it. What did you do with it?
It's not in my pile.
You sure?
Not in my pile, pal.
Second most recognized smell in the world?
Nope, not here.
Well, then.
Not in my pile, pal.
Pardon me while I dumpster dive on the air.
Get in there.
Oh, here it is.
It was in the dumpster.
It was, I threw it.
Wow. But a happy ending.
Well, yeah, they're playing my song.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho.
Those are the first symptoms, right?
Yeah.
All right, studies show that coffee is the most recognized scent in the whole world. What is number two?
Oh, that's good.
If coffee is the most recognized scent in the whole world, what is number two?
Number two.
Well, yeah, that's a very recognizable scent. Number two.
No.
They did this to me, Rich. I can't help it.
I don't remember this one.
2729228. Well, a moment ago, I inadvertently gave the answer to it, so...
Oh.
That was my fault. I shouldn't have done that. 2729228. So if coffee is the most recognized scent in the world, what ranks second? Not what is number two. 2729228. Summer, is Jason ready to guess this already?
Seems to be.
Hey, Jason, what you got?
What do you think?
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb here. All right.
Yes?
And I'm going to say marijuana.
If you're at Woodstock, or a Pink Floyd concert.
Yeah, Okay.
Here's your buzz.
That's not it.
Thank you. Okay, let's see if Bob can answer this one. Bob, good morning.
Hi.
Bob?
Yes.
You got the answer?
I'm guessing gasoline.
Gasoline, that's a good one.
A popular scent, too.
Yeah.
Not the answer we need, but you're also eligible for our grand prize drawing in the Emily segment coming up in moments. 8:32, here is Robert.
What's up, Robert?
Hey, man.
Hi.
If it's not this, it ought to be illegal. Bacon frying.
Ah. Oh, I like your answer. It's not what we're looking for.
No,
like that. Yep.
It is the perfect food. Well, you are correct.
Remember waking up when mom was cooking it?
Yes.
When you first wake up and
that was a perfect way to start the day. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but in the afternoon I've been reading book segments over the sound of frying bacon because I didn't have a fireplace in the place.
I love that. And it's great. It works. It works. It works.
Hi, Jill.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What can we? What's your guess on this one? What do you think the number two smell behind coffee is?
Body odor.
Body odor
is?
Nope, it is not B. But thank you, Jill, and we hope you'll try again. Take care. Here is Cliff. Cliff H. I wonder if his last name is Hanger.
Has Bacon been guessed yet?
Bacon has. You got another one?
Roasted aardvark.
I'm sorry, roasted aardvark?
Well, I could tell you it hasn't been guessed yet, but it's not also, it's not the one we're looking
for. No,
thank you.
Good guess, though.
Yeah.
Very inventive. Mary.
Hi.
Mary.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it vanilla?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's not vanilla.
You're kind of, you're sort of, you know, we're in the, we're getting on that avenue.
It is the aroma of a food. We'll give you that much.
Okay. All right. So it's not bacon and it's not vanilla.
Or roasted aardvark.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Make sure you're listening at the end of the hour for the big Emily segment. Randy.
Yay!
Randy.
Yes. Pumpkin spice.
Oh! Very seasonal answer, but not the one we're looking for.
Good one. Thanks. Thank you. Here is Sue. Sue, hey. What do you think?
I think popcorn.
Popcorn, that's a good one.
Boy, is
that infectious at the movie theater, even when you don't plan to get any?
You go to dinner beforehand, so you don't spend $95 on 3 ounces of popcorn. But
boy, you smell that.
It's a plot. Yep. It's definitely a plot. Yep. Thank you for the call. Teresa.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning. What do you think? Number two, aroma.
I'm going to say peppermint.
Ooh.
No, it's not it.
Yeah, no, that's a great guess. Yeah. It makes sense. Mm. Hey, Cliff is back.
Hi, Cliff.
Bill, what's the first letter of your last name?
Is it cinnamon?
That's another good one.
Not cinnamon. It's not cinnamon, but thank you for trying.
Yeah.
Here's Bill G.
Hi.
What is fresh baked bread a smell you'll never hear smell
of
my house?
Oh, man, you know, he is right. That is one of the greatest aromas
cooking.
In the world. It's not the winning answer, but you know what?
Oh,
it
my
deserves
gosh.
To be.
Oh,
there's nothing like
there's nothing like being at a bakery and smelling
I think at Ligger's Bakery.
Yeah.
By the way, Donnie Davis is going to be joining us this afternoon on Happy Hour because there's an event coming up we want to promote.
Yeah.
Hey, Marty.
Is it strawberry?
Strawberry is not it.
Oh,
I have a hint. Shot hint?
Yeah, hint.
It could be paired with.
It could be paired with. Okay. Bill.
Hi.
Yes.
How are you,
What's
man?
What's up?
Doing well, doing well.
Good. What do you got? What do you think?
I'm going to say orange.
Orange? It's not orange.
It's a great
guess.
So
it's not orange, and it's not strawberry, and it's not vanilla, and it's not bacon, but we are, it is a food flavor.
A very common, popular food.
Common, yeah. Second most common
And it's cost
smell.
Plus 10% at food outlet.
Okay. Right. Well, that's everything.
I prefer creamy. Elizabeth.
Hi.
I think coconut.
Coconut. Mm-hmm. That's not it.
It's not the one.
That's
have
a good guess.
Thank
you.
James.
Hi.
Limburger cheese.
Oh, man.
You watch The Three Stooges, too, don't you?
Yeah. My dad.
Limburger. Thanks, James.
Yeah. Boy, does that smell.
Michael.
No, I got to put him on hold first. Then.
I'm just so
How
fast.
Do you know when Limburger cheese has gone bad?
Michael.
I don't know.
That's true. Good. That's a great question. That's a chicken and egg question. Michael?
Wait, Mike, are you there?
Yes.
What do you think? What
yes,
do you
I'm
think?
Here.
What do you think?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Right behind coffee, peanut butter is
the winner.
That's
answer.
It.
That's what we're looking
Woo-hoo!
For.
Woo!
Yep.
All right, so peanut butter is the winning answer, and that sends you to the Seafood Bistro with a $10 gift card.
Woo! Awesome.
Hold on, Michael. Glad we got to him. Everybody that called him, we had a bunch there in a very short period of time. You're all eligible to win some really nice prizes coming up later this hour. Lewis Lawn is a place we hope you'll choose the next time you need to purchase equipment to maintain the outside of your home. If you're do-it-yourselfer, you cannot go wrong with Lewis Lawn. Ooh, I made a rhyme there. at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, a legacy family business here in town that carries great product lines like Shindawa, Steel, Toro, and Echo. And now, with their expanded showroom capacity, has been able to start featuring tractor-style mowers as well at Lewis Lawn. Of course, a big reason to buy there is because they have a service department to support whatever it is you purchase. So the warranty card that comes with your purchase at Lewis Lawn really has value and meaning. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Chad Sasser is the guy that tracks the manufacturers, specials, and incentives. Easy to work with. Hannah Connor, wonderful folks. Support your local business, and you can't do better locally than Lewis Lawn.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Not only is the heat continuing, our chances of rain are starting to evaporate out of the forecast. We had high hopes earlier in the week when it looked like that tropical system might affect Alabama. Now it looks like it'll sideswipe Florida and the southeastern coast, currently called potential tropical depression, potential tropical storm 9. For us, sunshine hot again. We had 100 yesterday. I think we'll do 100 today, which will make it the second record high in a row, easily breaking the record of 97 from 1991. Clear tonight, low 73. Tomorrow, high in the upper 90s again. Rain chances about 10% tomorrow. Then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday had to yank the rain chances down because of the new track of the tropical system. So we'll mention a 20% chance. Why these scattered storms all 3 days, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. High still in the 90s. Right now, scattered clouds 76 degrees at 840.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Clogged pipes in the kitchen and bathroom are usually caused by, you know, grease and hair that accumulates over time, and they can produce musty odors around the house, harboring bacteria and insects, a problem that can sometimes you can fix with a plunger, but a lot of times you're just going to have it professionally cleaned with a contractor, like our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire. Plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem, but they're ready to go and take care of your problem 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. I like that. I like how professional Conrad Misseldine's experience crew is, and there they are ringing the doorbell now. So, you know, give them a call. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. And think about the whole house plumbing inspection, where they check all your plumbing inside and out, they will make sure that they can give you a report on whether there's something that's lurking that's about to become a major problem. Their Alabama certification number for Plumbing by Lukewire is 84417.
All right, 841's time, and we'll have our Morning Maroon nominees next. Don't forget to visit my Facebook page. Get your prediction in on the Duncan & Son Predictathon and win the works from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bells brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps. Just $24.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com. Offer for new customers for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Kennedy.
Hello, Jean. You have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. First one is... It's maroonish because... It's somebody taking credit for something they did not do. A guy named Chris Grant, who was at the Walmart during that shooting in El Paso.
Oh, yeah.
He was shot during the massacre, but he claimed to throw things at the shooter to distract his attention away from other people, making himself the target.
Uh-huh.
Upon further review, and after the White House and Secret Service gave him a certificate, they found out that not only did he not do anything heroic, he was wanted on an outstanding warrant. So the Secret Service detained him, and El Paso police are processing.
Well, again, give me back that certificate.
Too. Yeah. Well, it takes enough. What do you say about somebody who just breaks into somebody's home?
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
It does take chutzpah to do that. This happened in New York, the chutzpah capital of America, where 22-year-old Alan Gonzalez from Syracuse was driving his Audi on a country road, swerved off the road and crashed. He was near an empty house, so he broke in. Now, you can kind of understand at that point, maybe he was traumatized from the wreck or whatever, but he started helping himself to the food and booze inside.
Yeah.
Then placed a call to a woman, the notorious booty call.
Ooh.
She actually showed up at this house that he broke into for the booty call.
Oh, you're kidding.
But a neighbor noticed, hey, that's not their car. What's going on there? And called police, and they were both arrested.
Well, let's hear it for the neighbor, too, by the way.
Now, this next one is a tough one to tell because it involves that.
Oh?
Yeah. Two women at a Days Inn in Maryland were enjoying each other's company. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Except to people staying at the Days Inn, it sounded like they were fighting and not doing that. The noise was so overwhelming, a security guard was called. He listened and said, this doesn't sound right. So he called police. Eventually, the police showed up. One of the women drew a gun, pointed it at the security guard. He tried to wrestle it away from her and went off. The bullet hit a door frame. So...
Yeah.
Instead of having a good time with that, one of the women named Allison...
Let's do it quietly now.
...was arrested for attempted murder...
Oh, jeez.
...assault, reckless endangerment, and more. Well, and that's from Baltimore, so...
You know, I they could be certainly the maroon, or that first guy, though, that claim to be a hero.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of bothers
that,
me.
That really does, yeah. That he claimed he threw things at the shooter while all that's going on.
Right.
And
he's wanted for something?
Yeah, is that a warrant out for his arrest?
Right.
That's why when the officer pulled me over down in Florida, it was really nice having known that situation.
Right.
To say, are you wanted for anything? And me saying, no, not me. I am an angel. So we'll give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
All right, our big, it's a double grand prize drawing?
Apparently, yeah. We're going to do a double because we didn't do one last week.
Wow.
Okay, so if you've called the show, get ready to win. Got nice things to give away. Works from Don Duncan, a Clark's Club membership, and a Baumhauer's tailgate to-go package, which includes a full party tray of wings, gooey fries, chips, salsa, and queso, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. That will be coming up very, very shortly on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let me talk to you about the company that's been protecting us at Blue Water for, well, since the day I got here, going all the way back to day one. That's Applied Security. If you need security for your home or office, I can't recommend these folks enough. First of all, I know many of you like to do business with a local company. They have 32 years of experience and can provide you with any hardware or software needed to secure your home or your business, and they can also take over your existing monitoring. They do residential and commercial, and as I said, the system they have installed here to keep this building secure, I wouldn't mess with it. And anytime somebody has, even an employee who forgot to set the code,
right,
the whole neighborhood's going to hear the alarm system. So they have the technology that works and the localness that you love at Applied Security. Call Vicki at 279-8338. 279-8338 for Applied Security, Alabama. The Electronic Security Board permit number is 276.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a final look at your Friday morning ride into work. And we only have one accident that we see tying things up, and it is at the Atlanta Highway and Bell Road. So be careful if you have to pass through there. The rest of the highways and byways are back to a normal flow. We don't have any problems on the interstates. The boulevard's going to be busy all day, so just be ready for that and watch out around the intersections. And the traffic on the 31s is moving along without any delays. Be really careful this morning. We'll check in with you this afternoon. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack featuring 50 Cent Wings, 200 pounds of them until they're gone. Monday Night Football every Monday at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. There's no doubt about it, they have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture anywhere in the River Region. I stopped by and I checked it out myself. You're going to love the rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors. Hey, if you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're going to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items. Oh, and check out those metal wall signs like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House, plus Roll Tide and War Eagle, too. Listen, if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery. They're inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, and Arab. More locations coming soon. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. To purchase or to rent. From legendary cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more. Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's a curse. Unlucky, it's the worst. Rabbit's feet don't work. It's like walking under a ladder, or when a mirror's shattered, when it's Friday the 13th. I'm unlucky, Friday the 13th, and I'm inside opening an umbrella. Yeah, an umbrella. Let me tell ya, the ace of spades, the dealer has dealt ya. And it's hard. I've got no lucky star, the death tarot card. And I'm frightened of black cats, lighting three on a match, never step on a crack. And I'm unlucky in the song.
Do you still avoid cracks to avoid breaking your mother's back? Any superstitions at all?
No, I think about like Greg Maddux used to always jump over the painted line, or
the third base line.
Yeah, right.
On the way out of the dugout.
I'm trying to think if I have anything. Can I have a second to update a story we talked about earlier this week about the kid in Florida who designed the University of Tennessee shirt because he didn't have one.
Oh,
yeah. And UT ended up sending him and his classmates a whole bunch of stuff, and they're making his shirt and donating the proceeds to stomp out bullying.
Oh.
Well, I just see on the ticker on the screen, the University of Tennessee has offered that kid a full scholarship.
Wow.
Nice.
For when he's ready to go to college.
Nice.
That's amazing.
I love that. That is such a great story. Thank you.
It's a good news follow-up, Roll Tide.
Good news follow-up.
Absolutely incredible.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
I forgot for a second.
It's double prize Friday, because we did not do this last week, so we have two of everything, starting with Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, the works. So, our first number is...
Number 41.
Number 41, Anita Kay.
All right.
Anita Oil Change?
Dude, I knew you were going to do it.
Oil Change, Tire Rotation, the works, your car vacuumed out, and we have
another one of those?
Goes to number 12.
Number 12 is somebody named Cloudy.
Oh, I remember that.
We got a kid named Party.
Yeah. Somebody called in with their name Cloudy.
Yeah, that was while you were
the Cloudy
gone
twins,
in Seattle.
Mostly in Partly.
No, I was here for this one.
All right, now we have two tailgate to-go packages to give away.
Yeah.
Party-sized tray of wings from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Gooey fries, chips, salsa, queso, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. And let's get our first winner of the tailgate to-go package from Baumhauer's.
Number 52.
Number 52.
Teresa S.
Teresa's a winner. Okay, and another tailgate to-go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. The winning number is...
What's our highest number?
What you got?
67.
We good.
Oh, yeah?
We go to 77 this week,
what?
By the way. 67 was the number?
Yeah.
Robert M.
Yay!
Wow. So, you'll be able to pick up... Hi, Jack.
Hi.
How's your hole?
It's spread out for sure.
Come on. Family, by the way.
Yeah.
We never added that part.
Yeah. Clark's Club.
Okay, now that is a package that includes two annual tune-ups to your system before each seasonal weather change, the guarantee of urgent care service if something goes wrong or breaks, 365 days a year.
Drink a 40.
24/7. 365 days a year and six in leap years.
Mm-hmm.
And all right. Our first winning number.
Number
49.
Number 49 is Mary M.
Mary M.
What are you going to do? I'm going to marry him.
There you go.
And are you ready?
Final Clark's Club membership. $159 value goes to...
Number one.
Wow. Wait a minute. Let me do that properly.
Number one.
Steve B.
You have won a Clark's Club membership. That's actually, if your system, if you haven't had somebody take care of it, they tune it, leave it running efficiently, it should put a few bucks back in your pocket. But
wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's it for us today.
Portion's pre-recorded.
Last couple of minutes, I wish had been.
That's a whole week.
Clark and Campbell are next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Some of the Democrats at last night's presidential debate are pushing for Medicare for all, some want a public